In New York City, nearly a quarter of the city's 1 million public school students attend schools classified as low performing. That's more than the entire enrollment of Boston, Cleveland, and Seattle combined. A basic premise of the federal education law adopted last year is that those students should have a chance to transfer to better schools. The parents of some 18,000 students have applied to take up the offer for the coming fall. Beth Fertig of Member Station WNYC reports.
When Eunice Staten heard she could move her children out of their troubled Harlem schools, she jumped at the chance.
All three of my children are in a failing school. I have two children whose promotion is in doubt.
The 18,000 students who have applied for transfers is far more proportionately than the response rate in some other big cities. A few thousand more also opted for tutoring services called for under the federal No Child Left Behind Act. But critics aren't impressed. They believe the city's Department of Education didn't want to deal with the costs and hassle of transferring students into schools that are already packed beyond capacity. And city officials across the country argue that the Bush administration hasn't given them enough new money to pay for all these added requirements. Nevertheless, New York City Councilwoman Eva Moskowitz believes the city could have done better.
A full-scale public outreach campaign was not implemented. They sent an email to 22 community-based organizations, even though there are hundreds of organizations, and sending out an email is not how you do this.
The city also sent out letters to parents, but critics say more outreach was needed. A lawsuit has already been filed on behalf of parents. Moskowitz and other council members held their own community meetings to inform parents about their new options. At this one in Harlem, parent Gladys Perez said she was confused when she got her letter because the city contracted out with a mailing service based in Virginia.
It says Board of Education, but it comes from another place with a different address. And I was wondering why that envelope, if he has the Department of Board of Education, he has a different address on it. When I got the letter, I'm going to be honest with you.
The city's Department of Education says it went well beyond federal guidelines in contacting parents. The city spent $300,000 on letters and phone calls. There were also advertisements in local newspapers. And while 18,000 parents requested transfers, Deputy Chancellor Tony Shorris says many more answered the letters.
53,000 people took the trouble to write back, state what their preferences were, and interestingly, two-thirds of them did not opt for transfer, but specifically chose to stay in their schools, sometimes to access additional tutoring services, sometimes just content to stay in their school.
He also says the number of parents who requested transfers this year is triple the number from last year, when cities across the country were slow in implementing the new law. In Chicago, for example, parents of fewer than 1,200 students requested transfers last year, even though 29,000 were eligible, and only 87 parents in Boston applied for transfers last fall. The Bush administration has been critical of these figures. The Education Department said even overcrowding can't be used as an excuse. Assistant Undersecretary for Education Nina Reese says she believes the numbers will climb.
I personally am not very surprised when I see low numbers because most parents are not familiar with what exactly it is that the law is asking them to do. The school that I visited in New York City last week, for instance, had a lot of Dominican parents who did not really know how to fill out an application and how to go around and shop for schools. And in this case, the teachers in that school encouraged them to fill out the application on time and help them through the process.
She also says many parents may choose not to transfer their children because they don't want them traveling to other neighborhoods. Here in New York, Eunice Staten understands that conflict. She desperately wants her three children to leave District 5 in Harlem because of its notoriously low achievement scores. But she doesn't think transfers alone will solve the crisis in education.
I don't want to leave District 5. I want to stay for the fight, not just for my kids, but for the kids that's coming behind my children, because it shouldn't have gotten to where it is now. I mean, why didn't somebody see it coming before now?
Proponents of the federal law say transfers aren't the only solution. They say the law was created to force districts to improve their schools that aren't doing a good job. And with more than 300 schools in New York City alone in need of improvement, officials believe the best way to avoid costly transfers is to raise performance levels across the board. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.